I would invite the children about ages 3 through 6th grade or so to come on forward and just sit right here in the front with me. Well, I'm glad you all are here this morning. We're going to have just a little bit of fun. School's starting up, so I know you'll like this. We have a little quiz, a little fact quiz here. Ready? I'm going to show you a problem and see if you can give me the answer to our little fact quiz. Here's the first one. Yeah, what is 2 plus 3? Some of you thinking, okay, say it out loud. What do you think the answer is? Go ahead. 5. Okay, 1 for 1. Good job. See if you know this one. Ready? Who was the first president of the United States? Do some of you know that one? Do you? Okay, say it out loud. George Washington. Way to go. 2 for 2. You're trying to peek, aren't you? Which is larger, an elephant or a rabbit? Is that what it says? Which is bigger? Elephant. Yeah, you got it. Okay. An elephant is bigger. Well, you did quite well. That's the first half of our quiz. So far, so good. You see, when you hear those things, those are just kind of like facts. And some of you have those facts up in your head. And you know, they don't go a whole lot further than that. You know, they just kind of are interesting, but they don't really make a huge difference in your life, I guess, unless you're in the African safari. But other than that, you know, they're just facts. Oh, I've got 3 more questions for you, though. You're not done yet. Let's see how you do with this one. Who loves you more than anyone else, including your parents and grandparents of all people? Who loves you more? You got it. Very good. You're right on that one. Okay. Here's number 2 of the second round. Ready? On what did Jesus die to take away all of your sins? Say it out loud if you know. On a cross. Very good. 2 for 2 on this quiz, too. Here we go. One more. Who wants you to be with him forever in heaven? Who wants, yeah, say it? God. God wants you to be with him forever. Jesus wants you to be with him forever in heaven. So you did quite well. I think you probably got 100% on that little quiz that I had for you today. But you know something? Those second 3 questions and those answers are a lot more than just some facts that you knew in your head. That information comes not just from numbers or animals, but that information comes from the Bible. Those questions, those facts come from God's own Word. And so they're more than just knowing it up here in your head. That's information that we know in our hearts. That's information that God uses to strengthen you in your faith. And that's so, so important. That's the kind of information that really changes lives in a very, very good way. Now, when you hear that kind of good news about God wanting you in heaven, He loves you so much, when you hear that good news, why, that then also changes you inside to say, oh, I love God so much for what He's done. I love Him so much. He's taken my sins away. He died on that cross and He rose from the dead. That's such good news. That isn't just information up here in your head. That's information that hits right here in our lives and our hearts. Now, in just a moment, when you return to your seat, I'm going to read a lesson from the book of Acts. I want you to listen carefully to it because it's about 2 men. Their names were Peter and John, and they knew who God was. They knew who Jesus was. And that fact in their head was deep down in their heart and their faith too. And they did something just remarkable. They wanted to show God's love to a man who could not walk. You'll be listening for that. And then when our reading is over, the very next section of the Bible tells us that they not only did that, but they started to share more and more, to share God's love by talking to them about what Jesus did for them, which is so important to do. So pay close attention now. When you go back, you'll hear of these men that love Jesus, and Jesus changed their hearts, and they showed love to God, and they shared God's love as well, just like you and I can do, as we know of God's love in our, not just in our heads, but especially deep down in our hearts through faith. So thank you for being such good listeners, and go on back to your seats and listen to this next reading, okay?